Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好.
So, today we will have YWC open sharing time today.
今天我们是青少年周末特会的分享.
So we'll just look at the verses to remind us of the theme of the conference.
我们一同先再一次看一下特会的主题经文.
From Luke chapter 21, verse 28.
路加福音21章28节.
And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
有这些事, 你们就当挺身昂首, 因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And also from Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章.
Verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣, 他因那摆在前面的喜乐, 就轻看羞辱, 忍受了十字架的苦难, 便坐在神宝座的右边。
So, the theme was looking up to Christ.
我们特会的主题是仰望耶稣。
And it was wonderful seeing how everyone could gather for discussion groups, workshops, and for times in their host families.
感谢我们有这样宝贵的时间, 无论是在特会当中的讨论小组、晨更小组, 或者是在, 在弟兄姊妹的家中。
And during meal times as well, everyone had such wonderful fellowship.
包括就是一同用餐的时间, 都有这样美好的交通。
And we saw the sharings on the last morning that many came up and were able to share a real experience that they saw from the Lord.
并且就是在特会的最后一天早晨，我们也有一个见证的时间， 许多的年轻人都上去分享他们所得着的。
So we saw that the Lord spoke to all of us and he taught us many different things in this time.
就看到主在这个时候向我们说话, 也来教导我们。
And so now, as we have the sharing time today, even if you came up before, please feel free to share again, because this is a new, you have different ears today.
所以今天我们再一次有这样的机会来分享我们所得着的, 即使你以前有分享过, 今天也是一个新的机会。
But please, don't wait and take this opportunity this morning.
请不要等待,
that we can really share of what the Lord has shown us and the life that we learned of and shared during the conference.
我们一同来分享主所向我们显示的，主所教导我们的。
Oh yes. And we'll start with the hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
我们一同先来唱诗歌, 当转眼仰望耶稣。 Sorry, I don't want to come in the first. 抱歉，我本来不想第一个上来的。I have a privilege to join this youth conference.
这次我有特权能够参加这个年轻人的特会。 Last time I attended to this conference 13 years ago.
那我上次参加的时候是13年前。
This time, I not unexpected Lord speak to me through the conference.
但是这次我却没有想到主会借着这个特会来跟我说话。
I recall the last time, I think this second time I heard the message from Brother Dana. He shared a book of Habakkuk, from the burden to prayer.
那我记得上一次我听的时候是第二次，就是Dana 弟兄他用哈巴谷书来分享，就是有关祷告的事情。
Last time is 2012, a memorial weekend conference we hold here. The message shared by Brother Christian Chan and Brother Dana.
那在上一次呢，就是在2012年的时候，就是陈锡珍弟兄还有 Dana 弟兄在这个地方是在国商节特会他们所分享的。
It's sharing about Book of Nehemiah.
然后讲的是尼希米记。
I was me and my husband. Attend to Dana's small group in the afternoon.
那个时候呢，我就参加了 Dana 弟兄他所带领的下午的小的这个小组交通。
At the time, we have some decision have to make ahead of us.
那在那个时候呢，我们就要预备来做一些决定。
Because we live in New Jersey, and then and the job situations, some issues.So we not sure what to do next.
那所以那个时候呢，我因为工作的关系，我住在纽泽西。那我当时我不知道该如何往前。
Brother Dana was sharing. He said, "I feel I don't have any visions from the Lord." He said, "If you don't have a vision, if you have a burden."
那当时呢，我觉得我没有从主那边来 得到的意象，但是 Dana 弟兄他却讲到说，如果你没有意象的话，如果你有负担的话
，Because I was meeting here for a long time, but I'm not living in fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那所以当时呢，虽然我在这个地方已经很聚会聚很久了，但是我却不是住在法拉盛。
So I don't have any visions from the Lord, but Lord gave me some burden to have to come back.To flushing.
所以当时呢，我在主那边并没有得到任何的意向，但是主却给了我负担，就是让我要继续回到法拉盛来聚会。
He called me to be an intercessor.
那所以呢，他就呼召我，让我成为一个代求者。
So when I move in here, and then Lord opened up to me, I joined the sister meeting in the Tuesday morning.
所以呢，当我来到这里继续聚会以后呢，主就带领我到参加这个星期二早上的姐妹聚会。
But many years after, I feel, you know, I have a lot of struggle and very dry recently. I thought I need some help from above.
那所以呢，又过了许多年以后呢，我就觉得好像里面非常的干渴，我里头就感觉说我需要从上面带来给我的帮助。
And then, really sense the Lord, the Lord give our brother.Share on the evening Saturday evening to call the worshipper again.
那所以呢，我也很感谢主，就是让我能够听到我们弟兄星期六晚上的信息，就是主在呼召那些来敬拜他的那些人。
And I stand out and consecrate myself again.
所以呢，我就再次的将我自己献给主。
And also he shared the same message, I heard from the 13 years ago.
那他又分享了一个信息呢，是我13年前曾经听到过的。
Book of Habakkuk,
是哈巴谷书
，Chapter 3,
第三章。
And also he shared a burden to vision and a burden to vision to prayer to praise the Lord.
那所以呢，他又分享了这个负担，就是让我们能够来敬拜神。
No, 从负担到祷告，
从负担
到意向，
到意向，
到祷告，
到祷告，
到赞美，
到赞美。
I think this time is more fuller, you know, the vision is more fuller.
所以这次他所分享的意向就更丰富了。
And then I was seeking the Lord, the reality, what problem I had.
我就在跟神寻求，就是说，在事实上我的问题是什么。
And then Very occasionally, I read Brother Kong's book.
那因为有些时候呢，我也读江弟兄的书。
Recently, newly brother sister have a Bible study.
那最近呢，一些新蒙恩的弟兄姐妹们，他们有他们的查经班。
So I read Brother Kong's book, Blueprint of the Life Grow.
那所以呢，我就读了
生命成长的蓝图。
哦，所以我就读了江弟兄的书，那本书的名字叫做《生命成长的蓝图》。
And then they have a sharing on how to pray.
他们其中有一个就是讲到如何祷告。
Brother Kong is mentioned prayer is breathing and breathe out.
那江弟兄就讲到我们的祷告就是属灵的呼吸，呼出跟吸入。
And this morning, Brother the hymn 163.
那今天早上有人叫了一首诗歌，是163
chapter, standards 2, second.
其中的第二段
Yeah, really touched me the same.
的确是也感动了。
So I think I always consider myself as an intercessor, always pray for other brother sister.
那我总是觉得我自己是一个替别人代祷的人。
I forgot, I need to repeat, I need to breathe in.Jesus, I need brother, sister, also pray for me.
那但是我却忘记了我自己先需要吸收进来，我先需要有弟兄姐妹们为我来代祷。
I need to receive the refreshment from the words of the Lord.
那首先呢，我需要从主的话语得到更新。
I really thank the Lord.
我就实在感谢主。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Timothy. So the main thing that I wanted to share from this conference was specifically what Brother Maurice mentioned.
那我想特别分享的就是在特会中 Maurice 弟兄所交通的。
He shared about two examples in the Bible.
他讲到圣经中的两个例子。
And one of them was about the story of Abraham and Lot.
一个是讲到亚伯拉罕和罗德。
So that's in chapter 13 of Genesis, and it's a somewhat familiar story.
那是在创世纪十三章，我想我们也都熟悉。
Abraham tells his nephew that he can choose any part of the land, and Lot chooses the best part of the land, and leaves his uncle with something that's not so great.
那时候亚伯拉罕对他的侄子罗德说，你可以先拣选那好的地，那罗德就拣选了他以为好的，那把那个坏的地留给亚伯拉罕。
And to me, like, when thinking about this story, like, in the perspective of the world, like, everything that Lot did was, like, seems pretty logical.
那我思想的时候，如果按着世界的角度，那罗德所做的决定都是符合逻辑的。
Like, he had a bunch of sheep to feed, and, like, he got the best part of the land.
他有许多的羊需要喂养，那他也拣选了那个好的地。
He got something that was lush, beautiful, and that would benefit himself.
那是美好的地，也有丰盛的水草。
However, he forgot to consider the most important thing.
但是他却忘了最重要的事。
Instead of looking up to the Lord, he looked down into the valley.
就是他不是往上仰望耶稣，而是往下看这个地。
And he was even called a righteous man in the Bible.
虽然他也在圣经中被称为是义人罗德。
However, because he didn't consider the Lord caused him to suffer.
但是他没有先寻求主，他也就要经历这个受苦。
But when you look at Abraham,
但是当你看亚伯拉罕
the Lord promised him something.
主向他有了应许。
In verses 13 through 17,
在13到14节
he tells him he will make him a great nation, and that all the land that the Lord showed him would be his.
主就应许亚伯拉罕说：“你必要成为大国，并且你所眼见的地都要成为你的。”
And another thing that stuck out to me was from Brother Dana's message.
另外 ，Dana 弟兄也分享到
，He said that all of our problems go away when we serve others and not ourselves.
他提到说，当我们服侍其他人而不是服侍我们自己的时候，我们的问题都会被带走。
And for me personally, like, this was very true.
对我个人来说，这实在是何等的真实。
every time I have a problem, like coming into this conference, I felt like, oh, like I have so many problems.
我觉得常常我觉得我有很多的问题，就是我来参加这次特会的时候，我也都觉得我有很多的问题要解决。
And the Lord's like not doing anything about it to help me.
那我也觉得主都没有做什么来帮助我。
However, when I heard that, I realized all those problems were about me.
但是当我听到Dana弟兄这么讲的时候，我才意识到我有这些问题都是因为我自己。
And it was pretty humbling because I realized how selfish I was.
这就让我谦卑下来，让我意识到我是何等的自私。
To think that everything that I was worried about in my life, all the problems that I had, they were just all about me, and I was only considering myself.
我在那里只是在想我有的这些问题，但是其实这都是我自己的自私的意念，因为这些问题都是围绕着我。
But thank the Lord that we don't have to look at ourselves.
但感谢神，我们不需要一直看着我们自己。
Despite all our problems, all the things that we're worried about, the Word calls us to do the one thing.
虽然我们要面对他们，但是主呼召我们做一件事。
To look up to Him.
就是仰望耶稣。
And at the end of Maurice's message, he brought up some good points, good questions to consider.
那在Maurice弟兄信息的结尾，他也提到一些问题，让我们来思想。
Are we willing to change?
我们是否愿意改变？
The Lord calls us to look up.
主要我们仰望他。
But are we still going to just look at ourselves and focus on all the problems that we have?
我们是否还是只是看自己，只是看我们的问题？
Are we willing to let God show us how do we fit in His picture?
我们是否愿意思想让神把我们带进他的工作的图画里面？
His picture is the most important.
因为主的图画才是最重要的。
And if we let Him follow His picture,
如果我们让主来这样的做工,
He will give us great things. He has such better plans than we can even think of for ourselves.
那就要给我们看到他自己那更美的旨意。
And are we going to be in the flock that He calls us to be?
我们是否愿意进入他所呼召的羊群里面?
He is the good shepherd. He is the one that sought us. Even though He had 99 sheep, and He still looked for the lost one.
他是那位好牧人，我们是他的羊。即使他已经有了99只，他还是来寻找我们。
And I hope this is something that we all can remember in our own walks with the Lord.
愿意，这是我们在与主同行的时候都能够思想的。Thank
you.
大家早上好。
Good morning to everyone.
我发现了在人类信仰中一个非常有趣的问题，这次特会中，以及这次特会回答了我的一些问题。
I discovered something interesting that this conference answered many of my questions.
我发现了一个在我生活中一个比较有趣的现象，就是每一次我来到特会的时候，感觉很激动，感觉会拿到某些特别有价值的东西，然后在接下来的一周内都会保持这种激动的心，直到你就发现接下来你的生活
I discovered that usually during the conference, I come in with very much excitement, and I receive something very exciting, and that really helped me excited for the next week. But then I discovered I go back to my normal life, and everything was the same again. So.
这一点的话呢，很多人给出了一个，就是很多人在这次会的之中已经给出了一些解释，就是为什么会这样的现象。但是关键是这些解释并没有帮助我如何避免这些现象。So
I was offered some explanation of this effect during the conference. People have talked to me about it, but somehow I still feel that they have not answered my question regards to this.
但是在这次的特会中，关于这个问题，我有了不同的得着。But
during this conference, regarding this, I have received different things.
所以我想给大家讲一个互联网笑话，然后再通过这个笑话解释出我到底是什么意思。Well,
so I just want to tell you a joke first, and then I will explain.
我拿红包来举个例子。So
I want to use an example of a red envelope, you know, what Chinese use to hold money. Okay, this is like a red envelope that you find on the net, on the internet.
Digital.
So if you go to a museum, Metropolitan Museum, it's not difficult for you to buy
a shirt.
Okay, or you take your friend to a meal, which is not difficult. But if you receive a $2 red envelope on the internet, you feel happy? Oh, you feel very happy.
为什么会有这样的区别呢？明明你花25元买个T-shirt，或者你花100块给别人请吃顿饭，你不会感到惊讶，但是你却会为了这两块甚至三块而感觉无比无比的喜悦。
So you may not feel excited when you receive when you get a $25 T-shirt from the museum, or you spend $100 treating a friend to a meal, you're not that excited, but when you receive a $2 envelope, a red envelope on the internet, you're very excited.
就是说你看你花钱的话你不心疼，但是你这两块钱就觉得那种开心，就是它只是数字过大。为什么会发生这样的事情呢？为什么你对这两元的这么一个waiter的红包这么上心，但你却肯愿意花25元或者100元，你觉得问题不大呢？
Okay, so what is the reason that you it doesn't really matter to you because of that $2 red envelope, but it does matter to you with the $100 that you spend with your friend.
I'm saying that if you spend $100 feeding somebody to a meal, or if you spend $25 buying somebody a T-shirt, you'll feel fine. Like you don't feel heartbroken, oh, I lost all this money. But the fact that you are so happy when somebody give you PayPal you $2, or give you a month of subscription of Discord Nitro, you're like, oh, the world has changed.
Okay, I think you got that.
Okay. 那我发现其实这是因为我们只看到了东西的表面，而没有看到东西的本质。那本质是钱，本质是钱还是一样的。就好像我们看这个特会而言，我们并没有真正的父母在神身上，而是因为我们我们尝试把它运用到生活之中，但是我们在意的是运用到生活之中的结果，而不是过程。Okay,
so he's thinking of the application of what you learned from the conference, and not the process.
因为其实我们把想要把社会的结果运用到自己身上，是为了成为一个更好的基督徒，是为了。 是为了为主服务，但是的话，我们却太注重于我们要成为一个圣洁的基督徒，我们要把这些的，我们学到的一切都是用在自己身上，但是我们忘掉了，我们一开始这个的目的，或者是为什么要做这个。
Okay, so we are trying to become a better Christian, even a holy Christian, but we have forgotten the original purpose of why we want this to be.
我发现这个社会的主题就是 look on the Lord, 就是你要看主，只要你看主的话，你就会发现做这些东西是不是说很容易，但是的话你会发现你是有做这个东西的动力和方向，但如果你只是想，这就是就好像你买入还书一样，我可以这么说。
So we're looking for the motivation and the pursuit right during the conference.
We pay too much attention on the results instead of looking up to the Lord.
Okay, we pay too much attention on the result, right? And not looking unto the Lord.
所以我发现在这个社会中得到很多，因为 Marie 自己讲到和 Daniel 讲到，以及 Lucio 和 Grayson 在那个小组讨论中的一些分享，让我真正的明白，就是说看主它并不是一个好像是一个很 nice 很精致的一个东西，一个好像非常好的东西，而它是必须的。当你有这样的一个思考和需求，你就会发现你就不得不去看主。
Okay, so it's a very essential, the Lord is essential in our lives, and it's through the conference, I learned to look to him, because he is that essential, desire for me.
我发现你给我缩水很多啊，我说十五句话，你给我弄成两句。
He talked about result. Did you see the result? So what kind of result is this?
你们有看到结果吗？是什么样的结果？
Yes, I also got a very good encouragement for this conference.
我也从这个特会得到了很大的鼓励。
Because we pray for this conference for a long, long time.
因为我们为了这个特会也祷告了许久。
And we also see everybody so busy about this conference.
也看到大家非常的忙碌于参与这个特会。
And Monday, I received a phone call from Brother Jason.
我收到一个 Jason 弟兄打给我的电话。
He told me there's a small envelope.
他说有一个小信封，
爱的小包，
是一个爱的小包。
He wants to give to me.
他想要给我。
Because he doesn't know who gives this, put into the box.
那他不知道是谁把它放在那个奉献箱里头的。
Everybody concentrate on the conference.
结果大家都关注于这个特会。
Thank God.
感谢主。
God also pay attention and concern about us.
神也顾念到我们。
Not big.
这不是大事。
It's a small gift.
这个小的礼物。
It's a cash.
是现金。
I was so moved.I was so moved.
我深深的受到了感动。
Everybody like to do something everybody can see.
大家喜欢做一些人可以看得到的事情。
But still, I thank God and I pray God to remember whoever give me this small gift.
因此我也感谢神，因为我也祷告，让神来纪念那个给我这个礼物的人。
Our God is faithful.
我们的神是个信实的神。
He never forsake us.
他永远不会离弃我们。
Doesn't mean I was upset. Everybody pay attention to the conference and did not pay attention to us.
并不是因为我看到大家都忙碌于预备这个特会而没有注意到我们，让我觉得不高兴。
I also go over so many years note.
那我也复习了许多我过去的所写的笔记。
In my computer.
都记在我的电脑里头。
And then I print out two messages.
就看到了两个信息。
One is our brother Lance.
那有一个是蓝皮德弟兄的信息。
He has been transferred into Chinese.
那这个被翻译成中文。
He talked about Habakkuk.
他也讲到了哈巴谷。
See, I prepare Habakkuk before Brother Dana shared.
所以在 Dana 弟兄讲哈巴谷书以前，我居然也预备这个哈巴谷书。
So I really think when we look at God.
那我就是看到了，当我们仰望神的时候
，God treasure.
God 也宝贵这件事情。
God will give us message.
那他也会给我们信息。
Indeed, you need to have a vision.
那实际上我们需要有意向。
We need to have a burden.
我们也需要有负担。
We pray and then, of course, after the conference, we praise because there's a fruit, okay?
我们祷告，然后在特会以后，我们也是赞美，是因为看到结出了果。
I hope continually we will see the fruit.
那我希望大家能够继续看到主结出来的果。
Continue pray, okay?
你就继续祷告。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Jacob.
大家好，弟兄姊妹们，我是 Jacob.
Praise the Lord for this conference, for all the words that he has spoken.
感谢美我们的主，为着他在特会中一切的话语。
And today, I just want to share with you guys one of many, many things that was spoken during that conference.
主在特会中向我们说了许多许多的话，我只想提到一点。
So when it comes to looking up, even in practical real life examples,one of the best examples is running.
那我想我们在实际的生活中来思想如何仰望耶稣，一个很实际的例子就是跑步。
Because in real life, when you run, the advice is always you need to look at the goal, like where the finish line.
因为我们知道在跑步当中一个大家都知道的事情，你要为了能够跑完，你一定你的眼睛是要盯在那个终点线那里。
Because if your eyes is not there and it's looking to your side, to the environment, it will cause you to not be able to run at the potential that you're able to.
因为你如果不是望着那个终点，而是看你周边的环境，看着你自己，那你就没有办法你尽那个全力。
And connecting it back to our spiritual walk, we also have this race, this run that we are running.
那我们知道我们在属灵的生活中也有我们当跑的路。
And here the finish line, the goal is our Lord Jesus.
那我们的那个终点，我们的那个目标就是我们的主耶稣。
And the thing is, our Lord Jesus, he is so great that when we look at this prize, can we say to ourselves that he is worth all of the sufferings that we go through? Because running is a hard thing to do.
当我们看向主耶稣的时候，我们也知道他是这个奖赏，所以我们是否看到他能够说主耶稣配得我们这样的来跑向他？因为我们知道跑步不是一件简单的事。
So while we're running, we can get tired or there may be like difficult terrain, but even though these obstacles are in front of us, is the prize so worthy that we can persevere through all this?
因为我们跑步的时候，我们会疲累，也会有时候有一些困难，有一些障碍。 但是当我们看到我们要所得的奖赏的时候，我们是否能说它是配得？
And in one of the workshops, it's actually interesting because we're talking about red envelopes, but in one of the workshops, we were using a red envelope sort of like as a prize.
那其实在一个专题里面，那个讲专题的也用了这个红包做一个比喻。
And then the point of it was for the person who wants the red envelope, he's gonna have to go through sufferings. So basically, he was being whacked by others with pool noodles. Okay, so during this example, the person who wanted the red envelope, he was going to have to be whacked by other people with pool noodles.
他要得着这个，在那个专题我们做的这个例子， 如果你要得着这个红包作为奖赏， 那就要让别人来 欺负你。
Yeah.
打你。
欺负你。
就是别人要用那个 pool noodle， 用那个软的那个浮条那个来打你。
But basically the pool noodles represented like the tribulations and the trials that we have to go through.
因为他就用这个做一个例子，就是有一些艰难，有一些难处我们要经过。
But then with that example, like with that in front of us, we were just like, it's a red envelope, like just money. It's not like, who cares how many times we get whacked by that pool noodle?
是，如果你在那个游戏当中，那你为了得着这个，你就不会害怕，不会担心这个他们用那个软的那个浮条来打你。
Because the prize there, it was worth more than, you know, the sufferings that we had.
因为你知道你要取得的奖赏胜过你要所遭受的痛苦。
But when we think about that to the Lord Jesus, is it the same way? Can we view him the same way?
但是如果我们当把这件事情转眼看向我们的耶稣的时候，我们是否也有同样的思想？
And I would just like to read a couple verses from Philippians.
我就想我们一同来读腓立比书的一些话。
Chapter 3, verses 7 to 8.
第三章，腓立比书第三章。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
第七、第八节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督，我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。To
obtain that prize, when we see just how worthy the Lord is, we see that our sufferings do not even compare to what we have in Him.
当我们明白主耶稣是我们的奖赏，是我们的至宝的时候，所经历的与他相比，不过都是不足为道。And
not just sufferings, but even things that can compete for attention, we can see that those things also do not compare at all to how glorious the Lord is.
而且是那些使我们受苦的与基督不能相比，就是那些我们所追求的在基督以外的追求，这些也不能与基督相比。Even
as the hymn that we just sang, that the things of this world will grow strangely dim.
就像我们所唱的诗歌，就是这世上的事情都要转眼变朦胧。And
I know, like, it's very easy for me to just say this, to see the Lord as something that we can see as worthy of everything, because practically speaking, like it can be hard to see that sometimes.
我知道我们这样说出来是容易的，但是在实际中常常是不容易的。
But I am encouraged by the fact that whenever we do look to Christ, he becomes more beautiful and he becomes even more desirable.
那我实在得到的鼓励就是, 当我学习这样仰望耶稣的时候, 他就对我显出他是更加的美丽, 他是更加的值得我去追求。
So, may we all be constantly looking up to him and to behold him each day.
因为我们每一天都常常的仰望他, 定睛于他。
So, thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早.
I'm Kelly.
我是 Kelly.
So what touched me during the weekend conference was Friday's devotional.
在这个周末的特会是星期五的我们在敬拜的时候感动了.
With my college group girls.
那我就是跟一些与我搭配的这些姐妹们.
So we read the in the book, the pamphlet.
就读了一个小册子.
From Friday's devotional was bring your worries and struggles to him and face them together and he will change your heart to be like him as you keep going.
那他那个小册子在星期五的敬拜里面所提醒的话就是说将你的忧虑卸给他他就会帮你把你的心转向他。
When I read that the first time I was like, whoa, you really spoke to me because like I was mad stressed. Like I always stress. It's really, really bad. But I always stress.
所以呢,我读到那个东西的时候,那个地方的时候,我就说,哇,这是在对我说话,因为我一天到晚就是在担心.
Because I worry about classes, work, and just trying to figure out who I am and what I'm doing. I found myself feeling really overwhelmed. I was carrying so much stress and anxiety and trying to handle it all on my own. Like if I could just plan better or be stronger, I could get through it.
所以呢,我就一直在担心,担心我上的课啊,我以后工作怎么样啊,我自己怎么样啊,然后我就是担心这么一大堆的东西。But
it wasn't working. I was exhausted.
都没有用,就是变得让我觉得很疲惫。Spiritually,
emotionally, even physically, I felt drained.
那不管是属灵上的,不管是肉体上的,或是在我的情绪上的,我觉得我已经透支了。
But one night, after a long day, I finally just sat down and told God everything. No filters, literally, no filters. I was just like...
就有一天呢,就是那天真的是觉得太长了一天, 到了结束的时候呢,我就是跟主对话,是没有经过任何过滤的。I
was like, I'm tired, confused, scared. Everything I had been trying to hide even from myself. And instead of turning away, he met me there in that messy, vulnerable place.
我就在那个时候跟主说我已经很累了,我也不知道该怎么办,我真的是不知道该怎么做了,结果就在那个我非常软弱的时候,我就遇到了主。But
what I've learned in that, when we bring our worries and struggles to him, not after we fix them, but in the middle of them, he doesn't just walk with us through it, he brings to change our hearts in the process.
那所以就在那个整个的过程里面,我就知道我学会了,就是当我们在经历这些种种复杂让我们有压力的情况的时候,并不是主就带领我们,就是走过这个经历而已,而是他就是带领我们让我们转向他。But
I thought it would magically get better overnight.
我就以为,哦,这一碗过去就好像魔术般一般的就是应该就改变一切了。
But of course, I know it ain't gonna get it overnight. So I thought about it little by little. I noticed a shift.
那所以呢，就是我也知自己知道，这不会一夜之间就有改变。但是就是我注意到这么一点一点的事情就开始有改变。When
there was anxiety, I started feeling peace.
那是当我觉得很惊慌的时候，我忽然觉得里头有平安。Where
I used to feel pressure to be perfect. I started to rest in fact that I'm already loved by him.
那所以呢,我以前就是在那里担忧的时候,觉得好像自己不够完美的时候,我就在那个时候会知道说我是人就被他所爱。He's
been teaching me how to rely on his strength instead of mine, and to keep showing up even when I don't feel like I have it all together.
所以呢,主就让我看见,让我来依靠他的能力,而不是我自己的能力,他就可以把每一件事情都带在一起。
And you know what the beautiful part is? The more I brought myself to him, the more I've seen him shape my heart to be like this, gentle, more patient, and more loving.
那最美妙的事情就是当我越将我自己交托给他的时候，他就越将我的心转变成一个温柔、信靠，而且更加有爱的心。
So if you're ever going through something right now, I just want to encourage you, don't wait until it's all cleared up. Bring it to him. Bring it now. Don't wait.
所以你在经历一些什么事情的时候，我现在就要来鼓励你，你不要等到你不能的时候才转向他，你现在就可以转向他。
Face it with him. He's not afraid of your mess, and I'll walk you through it. And in the process, I'll change you in the ways you never expected. Amen.
那所以当你跟他面对面的时候，他就会让你知道，他不但是会带你越过那个环境，而且在整个的过程里，他会把你变得越来越像他。Amen.
Thank you.
谢
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Simon.
兄姊妹好，我是 Simon.
And the one thing I really wanted to touch on today was our perspective on things.
那我今天想分享的就是我们对事物的看法。
So listening to Brother Lucio's message, I was really intrigued by the differences between what vision and seeing is.
那卢修弟兄的信息就让我来思想，就是意象和我们的眼见。
And Lucio said that vision was an epiphany, a revelation, and it was a sovereignty given by God to us.
那这个意象呢，是从上头，从主他自己给我们的。
And on the other hand, looking was something we can physically do. It's something we can do to observe vision.
那眼见呢，就是我们这个肉眼所看见的。
And listening to this on the first night, I thought those definitions were a really good way to unify the ideas of other people who shared that day.
那我想我第一天晚上听到他的信息，我也觉得与其他弟兄所分享的都很相合。
And specifically, I wanted to focus on Maurice's first story from his message, which was the blind man that Jesus healed.
那我也联想到 Maurice 弟兄分享的第一个故事就是那个瞎眼得看见的人的故事。
And this blind man, he was blind from birth. He was unable to see for his whole life, and he was on the streets begging.
那他是一个生来是瞎眼的，并且他也是那个在那里讨饭的人。
And Jesus passed by him one day, and he put some clay on his eyes with saliva.
那我们知道主耶稣有一天经过，也就吐唾沫在泥或在泥里面，就放在贴在他的眼上。
And then after he washed the pool of Siloam, he was able to see again.
那他去希罗亚池子里面洗了之后，就看见了。
And such a miracle was so unperceivable at the time because no one who has ever been blind from birth was able to see at any time in their life.
那这实在是一个何等的神奇，因为从来没有人能够使一个瞎眼的得看见。
But perhaps what even is more interesting is this man's response to that incident.
但我发现更有趣的乃是这个瞎眼得看见的人他的反应。
And I want to highlight two verses from John chapter 9.
那我想特别提到约翰福音九章的两处经文。
The first verse is John chapter 9:16, which is what the Pharisees responded to this miracle.
那首先是九章十六节，这里法利赛人有一个回应。
Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How could a man who is a sinner do such things?" And there is division among them.
十六节，法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。
So right here, the Pharisees are trying to destroy what Jesus has done such good for this man, and they're trying to oppose this because through their belief, they're not able to heal blind people like the man in the story.
那这里我们知道，耶稣对像这个瞎眼的人行了这样的神迹，法利赛人却想要毁掉这个，并且在那里争论。
And in verse 25, the blind man has his response to that question.
然后二十五节，这个瞎眼得看见的人就回应了。
He answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see."
二十五节，他说他是个罪人，不是我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
And through this, he is able to completely demolished the Pharisees' arguments.
因着这句话, 他就完全地败坏了法利赛人的争论。
And through our discussion after the message on the first day, there was several questions that came up that I thought were really interesting that related to this passage.
那我们在第一天的讨论组里面也有一些问题我们在讨论。
And it relates to babies.
他是这样讲。
And our group advisor, one of them, he said that he works with babies, and one of the things that babies have to get a lot of when they're born is shots or vaccines.
那就是带领我们的人，他也提到说，很多时候就是他在我们一些出生的婴孩，我们常常需要给他们打很多的疫苗。
And he describes the experience as something he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to give these babies these vaccines.
他说他其实他不想这样，也不想打，给小孩子打针。
The crying and wailing of them is something that is just painful to him.
因为你给小孩子打针，他们会在那里哭，会在那里闹，实在是使他们伤心伤透了。However,
it's for the greater good.
但是知道这是为了他们的益处。
In the long term, even though they cry in the short term, throughout their life, they'll be safe from many diseases that they otherwise would have faced.
因为他们是那个时候，他们这样在那里哭，但是对了他们一生之久，这些疫苗是对他们有益的。And
In the short term, they suffered little pain, but in exchange, they don't have to go through eternal suffering their whole life.
他们在那里受那短暂的苦楚，那他们不用受他们这个永远的生命的苦楚。
And that's why this blind man suffered. He suffered short-term loss so that he can gain vision in the Lord.
那就像这个瞎眼的看见呢，他在那里受人的这个为难，但是他的瞎眼就得看见，这就是他得了一生的好处。
And looking into the Bible, I observed that throughout the Gospels, blindness is very common.
那我们知道圣经当中，常常提到人瞎眼的情形。
So for example, the most notable example is Paul was blinded by Jesus.
我们比如说保罗，他也瞎眼了。
And as a result, when he received his sight back, he was able to preach the Lord in great.
那当他眼睛又重新得见的时候，他就能开始传神的福音。
And additionally, there were many other blind men. I counted at least 7 who were also healed by Jesus.
那我也数了一下，圣经中至少还有7个瞎眼的人，但是被耶稣使他们得看见。And
one thing I observed that they all had in common is that every time they were healed, they were overjoyed. They wanted to preach the Lord. They had vision in Him.
那我也注意到，每一次这些瞎眼的人得看见，他们就有那样大的喜乐，并且马上要传讲耶稣的事。
And I think it's so remarkable that these people who are blind for most of their life, 18, 19 years, even more, they can still have this type of joy when they're healed by the Lord Jesus.
这些人他们之前都是瞎眼的，可能十几年都是这样，但是他们一旦被主医治了，他们就有这样的喜乐。
And this is my main takeaway from this story.
这就是我从这个故事中所得着的。We
should have the vision that these blind people had, and we should use our vision and our physical sight to be able to help others and help others see others see spiritually.
我们也当有像这些人一样的意向，我们也和我们自己的意向来结合在一起，就是让人看见耶稣的意志。This
way, the Lord will have a plan for us that we can execute.
这样子，我们能够行出神他的旨意。Thank
you.
I'm Maranatha.
大家好，我叫Maranatha.
Yeah, I was. So the song we're singing was "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus," right? And then there was like one line that kind of touches me.
那我们刚才所唱的诗歌讲到转眼仰望耶稣，也有一行的歌词摸着我。
It was the same line that Jacob mentioned. It was, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
也就是Jacob 弟兄也提到，就是当我们仰望耶稣的时候，世上的都要转眼都要成为朦胧。Yeah,
I was just thinking, like, what does it mean to look to Jesus?
那我是想，到底什么叫做仰望耶稣呢？
And like today, I'm wearing a shirt, and it's like in the back of my shirt is this verse from 1 John, verse 1.
那我今天穿的这件 T-shirt 其实在背后其实是有一节经文是从约翰一书而来。
Yeah, you can't see, but anyways,
你们看不到，但是我
what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
就是约翰一书的第一节, 论到从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见, 所看见, 亲眼看过, 亲手摸过的。
I felt like this verse is like really interesting. It's like a lot of like different senses, right? And then one of it is seeing with our eyes.
我觉得这些经文实在是何等的丰富, 好像有很多的感觉在里面, 其中就提到了, 我们所亲眼看过。
And in verse 5, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
第五节, 神就是光, 在他毫无黑暗, 这是我们从主所听见,
and it, here it says like God is light, right? It just like, it, I thought it's like really like fitting to like the song we sang.
那这里说神就是光, 我想也与我们所唱的诗歌是和相合的。
And then it kind of gets me thinking, it's like, there's a, like in Exodus, like when Moses was like coming down from Mount Sinai.
那也让我想到出埃及记里面, 当摩西从西乃山上下来,
and then like his face was glowing, right? And then like,
他的脸就发光。
So I think like if we like just look to Jesus, then like we'll have just like Jesus glow, right?
那我想当我们注目耶稣的时候, 好像也会从我们的身上有这个耶稣的光发出来。
Yeah, and then another thing that also touches me, just also like from Hebrews 12:1, right? The being first.
另外一个就是在希伯来书12章我们所主题的经文。
And yeah, just endure the race that's set before us.
那你说我们要奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。
Yeah, it talks about enduring and just, it just like, I think life just has a lot of like trials and tribulations.
对,特别说是纯心忍耐来奔来买在前头的路程,因为我们知道我们的一生要有许多的艰难,我们的障碍。
And like James 1:2 talks about, consider all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.
那在雅各一书里面也提到,弟兄们啊,你们要... Jump 1. 我的弟兄们, 你们若在百般试炼中, 都要以为大喜乐。
And then, also in like 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7.
然后彼得前书, 1章6到7节。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, though, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书1章6节那里也说因此你们是大有喜乐在如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们的信心既被试验就比那火被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
Yeah, so I thought just very encouraging to just look at Jesus.
Apparently there's some folks who had something planned. So we have time for just a couple more really short sharings. Bold.
Morning. My name is Jonathan.
大家早, 我是Jonathan.
One thing that really stuck out to me was Timothy Liu's workshop when he was talking about sight versus vision.
特别打通我的就是 Timothy Liu他的专题, 他讲到, 意象和眼见。
Now, what I think is sight is what you physically can see or what you perceive.
那眼见当然就是你的肉眼所看见, 也是你对这个事物的判断。
But vision can be like what you see for yourself like in the future.
但是这个意象乃是讲到, 这将来的事。
One example was when God promised the Israelites that they were going to go to the promised land.
那一个例子就是神应许以色列人他们要进入, 应许之地。
Now they didn't know how they were going to get there, but they just knew that if God told them that then it was going to happen.
他们也不知道要如何进去,要经历什么,但是神既然这么说了,他们知道他们在将来就会进去。
And also, Brother Marie said, don't hunker down, but look up at the Lord.
然后Maurice弟兄也分享到,我们不要这样俯身下来,乃是要仰望,昂首仰望耶稣。
So I just encourage you guys to remember that, do not listen to the voices of the world, because at the end of the day, the only voice that matters and can dictate what's going to happen is the Lord.
因为我就想所以我也想鼓励大家，是在世上有很多的声音在环绕，但是至终那有能够决定的，有那个最后的那个分量的，乃是从主而来的话。And
if he tells you it's going to happen, then it's going to happen.
然后主若说要成就，就会成就。Okay,
thank you.
I'm going to put one brother on the spot. Corey, you're going to come up here and join me.
想说Corey, 你怎么没有上来呢?
Come on. So thank everyone for sharing. No. He's coming here. Thank you all for sharing, although today we had more shyness than normal.
感谢有分享的弟兄姊妹们, 虽然今天我们好像比往年都更加的, 害羞,
but we had also examples of boldness in front of us, so boldness in the Lord.
我们也感谢那些给我们这样子在主里面勇敢的这些例子。
Yeah, we can take our messes. He's not afraid of our messes. We give it all to him.
有时候我们生活在那样糟糕一团糟的情况，但是主他能够拿去。
Jonathan just stirred us to look up to him.
Jonathan 最后也提醒我们，要我们仰望他。So
we're so grateful for the way the Lord spoke last weekend in so many different ways.
我们感谢主，在上一个周末，主向我们说了许多的话，也用了不同的方式。So
Corey's going to close our time with prayer.
我们也请 Corey 弟兄做给我们做结束的祷告。Thank
you, Corey.
Dear Lord Jesus, we just want to praise you, Lord, for what you've done this past weekend.
我们的主耶稣，我们要赞美你，为着在过去周末中你所行的。
Thank you that you are the faithful one and that you have done many works, even if it's hidden, Lord.
主实在你是那信实的，你也行了许多我们眼所不能见的事。
Thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we can bring all of our problems and struggles to you.
我们感谢你这样提醒我们，我们可以把我们的挣扎、我们的难处都带到你的面前。
Thank you, Lord, that we were those that were blind, like that blind man, but you opened our eyes to see you.
我们感谢你，我们知道我们是瞎眼的，但如今得看见。
And that we can be part of your flock even today.
我们感谢你，我们今日成了你羊群中的一份。
And Lord, we do just pray for the fruit of this conference.
我们为这次特会的属节的果子来祷告。
That even the things we've heard, Lord, would be real in our lives.
以我们所听
And that each day we would live before you in your presence.
每天都活在你的面光之中,
and turn our eyes to you.
让我们仰望耶稣,
so we commit ourselves, all the youth who were here last week, into your hands.
我们把我们自己也把上一周在这里的所有的年轻人都仰望在你的手里。
That you will continue to work in our lives.
愿你继续在我们的生命中工作。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
耶稣宝贝的名求。
Christmas.